20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country's May We Say Thank You Tour is presented by Boss Services. Here's a recap of our broadcast at the American Legion Post 169 in New Buffalo. We're back here again and making new friends this year. Jackie is joining us. And Jackie, what's your role here with the Legion? What does your title will say?
I'm the Vice President of the American Legion Auxiliary.
Very cool. And what does that mean as the auxiliary member? What does that mean for anybody who's maybe not familiar with American Legions?
We are the ones who support and help our Legion and our Sons of the Legion. And it's real easy to become a member if you have not served in the military, but maybe your husband or your father or your grandfather has. All you need is their DD-214. If you're interested in becoming a member, they have a minimal yearly fee to be a member, but to come in and participate in the fish fries and daily events is, you know, it's well worth the membership fee.
Absolutely. Well, and it pays off, too, with the inexpensive beverages, we'll say, too, over the course of the year.
That's what I was going to say, but I didn't really want to put it that way.
I got you. I got your back. Of course, we're talking about the inexpensive soda. Soda, right? Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Excellent. But being a member as well, too, again, if you're auxiliary, Sons of Legion, anything like that, as a member, you also have a lot of great opportunities that lead in with scholarships, too, which I don't think a lot of people realize that.
I will tell you, in the American Legion or the Legionnaires magazine that I get, and they should send that to every high school in the United States, because there are so many scholarships available for children of fathers, grandfathers, wives, even auxiliary, that all you need is really the person who was in the military, their DD-214, and some of them are based on needs, but not all of them. And they are definitely looking for people that want to be state police officers and stuff like that, but they will help you in medical and everything else. And some of the scholarships you can actually apply for more than once. So that's another added benefit. You know, every little bit helps when you're sending a kid to school.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you know firsthand, right? Excellent. All right, so let's highlight. I want to talk a little bit about, what brought you into the auxiliary as well. But I want to first talk about holidays first, the things that are coming up that you are taking part of here as a Legion that people can come in and maybe enjoy with you. And let's start with Memorial Day. That's coming up here soon.
Memorial Day, we do two parades. Post 169 does two parades. One's going to be in the city of New Buffalo. The other one will be in Lakeside. And we also do the ceremony at the cemetery. Yeah, that's what it's called. That's right. I was thinking graveside, but the cemetery.
I got you.
And they put wreaths up for all the divisions and things like that. So we do two parades that day. It's a busy day for us.
Oh, I can only imagine. And now, are you inviting people to join you back here then at the Legion for food or anything after to follow? Or is it just come and enjoy the parade with us?
I believe we do have a meal set up for people who have served that are coming in that day. But we want everybody that wants to attend to come to the cemeteries and just enjoy the service and celebrate with us. Yep.
And I think that's great. Let's highlight really just quickly, some other things that y'all are doing here with Father's Day. We're doing something special with that?
Father's Day, we're going to have a one-day Father's Day basket that we're going to raffle off the day before Father's Day. Tickets are going to be probably $1 a piece or 6 for $5. And I know we have a meat press, bacon, and hamburgers.
It's everything a guy could ever want, right?
Who doesn't like that? I mean, Dad can cook. Yeah, right, on the grill, in the house, it doesn't matter. He's got the stuff to do it for.
I feel like you're going to try to raffle and win that raffle right away.
Well, I'll do my best. I missed out on the Mother's Day one, but, I tried.
Yeah. Any chance to get Pa to cook, you'll do it, right?
Yeah, you betcha. He's always a good cook.
There you go. I like it. All right, we're going to talk more here in probably about 15 minutes or so. A little bit more about the American Legion here, Post 169 here in New Buffalo, and it's all courtesy of our friends at Boss Services, who have been fantastic partners with us. We are in New Buffalo, and I love it out here. Again, just having great conversations. We're talking about football. We're talking about really, honestly, everything and anything underneath the sun. It's been a great time so far, and it's all courtesy of our friends at Boss Services, who are helping push us out here and push us around Michigan's great Southwest and chatting with our veterans around American Legions. And again, Post 169 here in New Buffalo is pretty cool because we have the opportunity to talk to Jackie. We talked a little bit about some of the cool things that the Legion's doing here in addition to other scholarship opportunities. But now I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, your auxiliary membership, but from a different aspect. What brought you in to become an auxiliary member?
What brought me in to be an auxiliary member was my father was a 40-year veteran, and my sister and I were both born in Germany, and we traveled all over. We've lived, I can't even tell you how many places we've lived in the United States and back and forth to Germany a couple of times. Being on the big ships, traveling the oceans, I remember that as a small child, and then just coming back to the United States and living different areas. And when he finally retired, we moved here to New Buffalo. And before that, I went to 13 different schools, and I was in seventh grade. And that's a lot of schools.
13. Wow, that is an insane number. So looking at that, when you finally got to seventh grade, then you planted here and you finished school here. Is that right? Okay. So what was it like? Because we talk to a lot of, obviously, veterans and talk about their service a little bit, but a lot of people don't get to realize what it's like for the children. What is something that you really remember from, you know, about your father while he was serving, whether it be going through different drills or different things that he was doing while he was serving?
Well, I remember he went to Vietnam for over a year, or about a year, and we ended up living with my grandparents in Pennsylvania. And right before he came back home, so it must have been maybe not quite a year, my younger sister was born in Pennsylvania, and he came back home shortly after that time. And he was gone for a year in Vietnam serving his country, and he made me want to help serve our veterans because I know how hard he worked. He was in the Army, and there's different stages because my sister's husband was in the Navy, and he'd be gone for months at a time, and she'd be alone with a small baby and, you know, trying to make ends meet and stuff. And it's different for every division. I understand that, but, you know, they're helping us, and they're working for us.
And not only that, but, you know, you talked about, you know, your mom having to raise the kids. Well, I can only imagine what it was like for her, especially in that day and age. You can't go on Facebook and ask if there's a babysitter available or anything like that. You had to do the job.
You had to do the job, and she was a very good record keeper. I was just talking to my boyfriend outside. I still have my original birth certificate from Germany and the one that says I was a U.S. citizen born abroad, which you need that because they're a little hard to come by, and I don't even know where I would go to get one. I mean, you know, if you're born around in the United States, you can go to the municipality, but when you're born over there, I'm not sure, and I was born a couple of days ago, so.
Yeah, well, happy birthday then. There you go. All right. So, do you speak any German, by the way? There you go. Very little. What's something that you can say on the radio that's in German?
Guten Tag. Ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben. Now, my older sister, who was not born in Germany, she actually took 6 years of German. And her days of schooling because of being at all the military bases. And that's amazing because, you know, you're lucky if you get 4 years of Spanish or whatever, and yeah, in the United States, but she ended up with 6 years.
That's so cool. Very interesting stuff. Well, I appreciate talking to you. We'll see if we can chat with you here a little bit too. We might have some other people that want to talk, but this is a very interesting conversation. We'll talk more. Thank you very much. Jackie's here with us, joining us at the American Legion Post 169 here in New Buffalo. This is our opportunity to say thank you to our military men and women who have served and those individuals who are supporting those who served in so many different facets. We talked to Jackie a little bit ago, and she was fantastic. Kind of from a child's perspective, whose father was in the military, going around from base to base to base. And so pretty cool. We'll probably bring her back here in a little bit to chat with her a little bit more. But our tour is all brought to you by our friends at Boss Services. Couldn't do it without them. They're fantastic. And again, veterans themselves. So at that point, We are here again, going to be here till about 6 o'clock. And we're talking now to Thomas, who's used to Central Time, because you're not from here. You're actually traveling here for a different reason. First of all, where are you from? And then second of all, I'm going to ask you, what are you doing here?
I'm from Okina, Illinois, and I'm up here to try to support my son-in-law and daughter, who is opening a restaurant right down the street from the American Legion here. Yeah. So that's our work today.
Excellent. I'm going to give you a 10-second opportunity for a shameless plug for your daughter and your son-in-law, all right? Well, what's the name of the restaurant, and what's so great about this restaurant? What do they offer?
Okay. It's Dooley's Lake House Pub, and they are going to try to keep the tradition going in making subs and good food. So we're up here to promote them.
And pizza, too, as well, is what I hear?
Yeah, pizza, beer and wine, subs, meatball sandwiches.
There you go. All right. I love it. So if you are around the New Buffalo area, make sure you stop by there and tell them to buy some advertising for Midwest Family Broadcasting in Benton Harbor. All right. That being said, all right, we're here. You're here supporting them. So every place that you go, I hear, though, when you travel, you have to find an American Legion.
I do, because I'm with the people that I served with, and also they're all people from that town, and they're just down to home people, and I love it. Yeah. I love all the American Legion. I'm a member back in Tinley Park by my house, so
sure.
They do a great job, and the people that support us are great to remember what happened and not forget them.
Well, especially as we get closer to Memorial Day, too.
Yes, I do, because it seems like the pride in America from, I was drafted in 64, and it was so different back then, so I'm just hoping that we can keep this tradition going.
Yeah.
And a lot of support from everybody.
All right. I want to ask you a little bit more. So we had a little bit of a laugh there, but I want to talk a little bit about your service. You said 64, which means you were in Nam. Is that right?
I wasn't over. I was drafted when I was 21, and I served 2 years with the Army, and I was stateside. But I seen a lot of friends go over there, and I went to school with, and that was my own experience. What America went through was, it was tough. It was tough on people, and I just hope to remember them.
Yeah.
Those are the ones we love.
Definitely. So with your experience that you had when you served, what's something that you reflect back on, or you think back on most often about the time that you served?
My time in the service, what I remember between 21 and 23, it was the only time back then I was on the same page with everybody. You know, we'd be in a barracks with 50 guys. We all made the same money. I've never seen that my whole life, because when you're in civilian life, everybody's from different areas making different. And when I went in 64, we had gentlemen coming from the South that was their first pair of shoes. So it was a great humbling experience that I appreciated. And God bless America.
God bless America is 100% right. Transitioning from your service to civilian life again, what was that like for you?
I got out of service in December, and I got engaged in February, and I'm sitting here with my wife over 50 years. We got married in September, so it was kind of a, wow, it was a difference.
That is fantastic. So how many years has that been now that you've been married?
Yeah, 50 years.
50 years. I cannot wait for the invitation for that anniversary party. We're going to have a great time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. My home address is going to be where you're going to send the invitation, okay? All right, perfect. Well, I appreciate you all chatting with us. Welcome to Michigan. Welcome to New Buffalo. We appreciate having you come in here, which I'm sure you've been here before, but just welcome again.
Thank you for what you're doing for the events. It's great. Thank you very much.
Thomas is here with us chatting here. American Legion Post 169 New Buffalo. As we're saying thank you to the men and women that served in the military and those who support those who served. It's so important that we reflect back on that, especially now that we're getting here closer to Memorial Day, especially, but we should be doing this all year round. We are traveling around Michigan's Great Southwest talking with individuals and posts about their service and what made them decide to either join up or decide to do other cool things with the Legion, because there's a lot of different ways that you can serve the Legion. We talked to Jackie, and she's part of the auxiliary, and we talked to some more individuals, but we got to go straight to the top. Dewey's here. He is the post commander here at the New Buffalo American Legion Post 169. And how long have you been the post commander?
Just wrapping up my first year. This coming Saturday, we have elections coming up. And more than likely, I'll be commander for another year.
All right. Well, that's good to hear, because I remember last year, I think we tried to make a contract on a bar napkin to try to pass that duty on to somebody else, I think is what it was. Or maybe it was you that was getting it off the bar napkin. You had decided. Looks like it held up, didn't it?
Oh, I survived my first year. It was a big learning curve, but I survived it.
Good. Well, what would you say was one of the learning curves that you took on with taking over that role? Because there's a lot of responsibility that maybe you didn't realize before.
Oh, there's a lot of responsibility, and trying to become like a bar manager and in charge of the employees. And I'm a carpenter.
So let me build houses, man.
You know, I'm used to being, you know, the supervisor, you know, as a carpenter.
Yeah.
But bar manager is kind of like a whole new deal. But I've learned a lot. I survived.
Good enough to get reelected, right? Hopefully.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't think anybody else here wants it.
Gotcha. All right. Well, then they might shoo you in then. There you go. So let's talk. We were talking about, you know, your job there as a carpenter. We talked about your role now here with the Legion. What was your role in the military? What branch of service were you in again, and what did you do?
I was in the Army National Guard. I did 13 years as a combat engineer.
And what did that job entail? Different things, I'm sure.
Minefields, wire obstacles, blowing stuff up. You know, we were front line. The infantry was right in front of us to support us, to give us cover, but we were like front line. You know, fortunately, I never had to go into combat. But first time when Desert Storm happened, I was in my early mid-20s, and I was nervous because they needed the engineers. But fortunately, I feel fortunate that I didn't have to go.
Absolutely. It gives you a whole different perspective when you know that there's an opportunity or a potential that you'll be doing that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I, you know, was young, nervous, but I was ready to go if they called me. But I just feel I was lucky.
Very much so. Well, we're lucky that you're here and being the post commander here and taking charge, and we appreciate everything that you did when you served. And, man, I tell you, it puts things in perspective for sure when you get to hear things like that. So, Dewey, you're the man. We appreciate you having us out here. We got shirts for y'all, so that proves that you talked with me. That's what that is. Right? Somebody sees you in the white country, may we say thank you, T-shirt. They go, Matt put him on the radio. There you go. So we appreciate it. Thank you so much. Anything else you want to say before we head out of here and maybe about Memorial Day?
Well, I want to thank you for coming here and supporting all the veterans organizations around the area. And please come back again next year.
I love it. I love coming out here. And I told you right away when I got here, I'm like, this is a really cool place. It's a very unique Legion, and I really enjoy it here. So I will definitely come back. And it's a way that we say thank you for everything you did. And we get to hang out and talk a little bit more. So we'll plan on being out here again next year. And I have to say a huge thank you. See that we're saying thank you. I have to say thank you to our friends at Boss Services, who are one of the driving forces behind us coming out here and doing these tours, as well as they are military personnel, men and women that have served as well. So huge thank you to them.